Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, your host, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Leviticus 27, Psalm 34, Ecclesiastes 10, and Titus 2. And I'll tell you guys, as I am recording this right now, things are not going well. At the time of this recording, my beautiful, wonderful kitty Cleo spilled water completely over all of creation. I mean, she spilled water all over my Mac. And I've done what I can to try to dry it off. And I've got a fan blowing on it. And I'm hoping that it will dry up soon. But if I'm just being honest, I'm really struggling because as I am in the process of producing this podcast and another podcast and doing videos and video editing and creating this entire media company, which I don't know I've ever told you guys about. I'm creating a media company called Freedom Story Media that's all about trying to inspire people to live lives of freedom and joy. And right now, I don't have a computer that will actually be able to produce all that I do. So I'm struggling right now to live a life of joy, but I'm so thankful for God's word today that brought me back to the understanding, the mindset that we are to have in times like these. And I'm looking at Psalm 34, and I'm actually just today I'm going to read some of that and give you some of my live engagement with that here today. So Psalm 34, he begins with, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." So like that off the bat, like I want to let you guys know, like reading this for the first time came literally minutes after the water splashed all over my Mac. My process is I get up, I come downstairs, the kitty follows, I put my computer and stuff, if I had it upstairs, down on a table, and I start to make my coffee. While the coffee's brewing, kitty will jump on me, we'll make a little video together, and I put it on my social, you know, media and stuff like that. But today, I started brewing it, and she decided that she was going to knock over a cup of water all over my computer that I set down. So then, after making this video, like in my feelings, I then get to the word for today. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So what that looks like is right now, I'm going to praise you, God. I know that though this thing feels like a tragedy for me right now. Guess what? There's still plenty of reasons to rejoice. Like there's still other options that I can have to move forward. In my world, with the way that I, you know, embrace technology, there's so many gadgets and gizmos and things that I use to amplify the message and to bring things forward. But I believe a lot of times the Lord will let me know, is all of that really necessary? Maybe it's helpful, but is it necessary to do what I've called you to do and to be who I've called you to be, more importantly? So if you've got all that you need, will you bless my name? Will you praise me no matter what? So today, I'm going to continue reading this. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. It says, "Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." Lord, I praise you right now. Come on, praise him with me, you guys. I'm going to turn this episode into a bit of a walking and talking prayer exhortation. Okay, God, we bless you right now. We magnify you right now. No matter what our circumstances look like, no matter what's swirling around us, no matter what report we received or what the bills look like, or no matter what our prognosis is, no matter what our expectation of our finances for the way forward, no matter what's going on in our home, no matter what we think about the faith of our loved ones, no matter what we see around us, Lord God, we are going to praise you. We magnify you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is he who takes refuge in him. You guys, in these moments, we need to make sure above all the work I do trying to dry off the computer, above all the ways that I try to find other solutions, above all else, seek the Lord. And in verse 4, he says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. And he delivered me. It doesn't even say, and he delivered me from that situation. It doesn't even say, and he fixed the problem. He says, he delivered me from all my fears. And that's what's going on inside of me right now. The fears about not being able to do what I anticipate that I should be doing, about not being able to meet my goals, about not being able to have the plan go according to my ways. He delivered me from all my fears. So I want to invite you guys into the work that God has planned for all of us. It's a delivering work. As we seek him, as we praise him and bless his name at all times, he says he will answer and deliver us from our fears. Isn't that what you want today? Let's now pray that he does just that. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hear us as we seek you, as we turn away from our anxiety-ridden ways, as we turn away from all of the things that we think we can do to solve and fix every problem, and we turn to you. We turn away from the chariots and the horses in our lives, and we look to you and your spirit, Lord God. Deliver us. Deliver us from all our fears. And we thank you that you will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, thank you for persevering with me as I persevere in the Lord. And head on over to 5bythefire.org. Let me know if these episodes are blessing you. Make sure you subscribe, rate wherever you can, and share it so people will be blessed as well. And hey, I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.